Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Avos, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Aster Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Avin Reziva Kagon Bikar of Mamesh. And so the Mishnah tells Huay Yomir. He used to say that this is a continuation of Chanina Medais's words from the previous Mishnah. Kol Shuach Abrius Noichem Menu, Ruach Hamakim Noichem Menu. Anyone who finds favor in people's eyes, they like him, they find him to be pleasant. That means that Hashem is Noichem him, which means that Hashem shows him a special favor. Hashem likes him. Really, Hashem likes everyone. Hashem has a hava for every single one of his children. But when there's one person who finds a particular chain among other people, they say, wow, this guy's a nice guy. That's a sign that Hashem also has a particular chain in this fellow. And the opposite is true as well. If people are not noicha from a guy, they don't like him, he's difficult, he's challenging, for whatever reason, people are not attracted to him, that means that ein ruach hamakim noichemenu, that upstairs in Shemayim, Hashem is also not so pleased with this fellow. Now, Rav Dais ben Hyrcanus tells us four things. Sheni shel shachris, sleeping in the morning, which means he sleeps so late that he misses man kriyashma and he delays man tefillah, v'yayin shel tzoraim, and drinking wine in the afternoon, which brings him to drunkenness and causes him to drink more and be misbatal from learning Torah and being productive, v'sichas hayoladim, and schmoozing with the kids, hanging out with them, talking to them, seeing what's going on with them, even though it's a great thing and it definitely should be done, too much of it can cause a person to not learn Torah, and v'yeshivas batek nesiyas shel ha'aretz, and sitting in shul with amiratzim, they just sit and schmooze and waste their time and do nothing with themselves. All four of these things, mitzinus ha'adam and ha'olam, they bring a person out of this world. According to some of Farshim, that means spiritually. According to others, it means even physically. These things cause a person not to accomplish, not to be productive in spiritual and physical realms, and so it ends up bringing a person out of the world. Blazar Medoy says, Hamachal is a kachim. One who's machal, he debases kachim. He takes kachim, karbonis, other things like that, and he has bad thoughts that asr them, or he does something else that asrs them. Vamavazis ha-mayadais, one who degrades mayadais. This is not referring to Yom Tovim. It means chalamayid, which means that he treats chalamayid as if it's chal, as if it's weekday, by either doing work that's asr, or by just treating it like it's a regular weekday and not that it's Yom Tov. Let's remember, chalamayid means it's the weekday part of the mayid of the Yom Tov. So really, it's more Yom Tovtik than weekday, and yes, certain types of malacha are permitted, but for the most part, it's supposed to be treated as Yom Tov. So if someone's mevaze chalamayid, also v'amalbin p'nei chaver barabim, someone who embarrasses his friend publicly, the lashon hamalbin literally means to make his face turn white. We know that when a person gets embarrassed, first their face turns beet red, then all the color drains from their face, making it completely pale and white, which is much worse than just having their face turn red. So if a person embarrasses their friend publicly, v'mefer brisa shel Avram avinu olav shalom, if someone's made for the bris of Avram, which means he either doesn't get a bris milah or he has bris milah and he does something which is called meishach harlasai, he tries to pull his aver in a way that it looks like he doesn't have a bris, v'magal panam b'tarish loik halacha, and somebody who reveals pshatim and Torah that are against halacha, which either means he makes up crazy ridiculous pshatim or that he openly, blatantly disregards the Torah, afal pishyesh b'yad Torah ma'asim tovim, even though this guy has a lot of Torah ma'asim tovim with him, he did a lot of mitzvahs, learned a lot of Torah, if he didn't do tshuva, ain lo chelik olam haba, he's not going to have a chelik olam haba, and these are all based off of drushes from psukim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.